Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we talk about leadership, business, and human potential so that you can start living a life rich from the inside out. I am so excited that you are here. This podcast is continuously growing. We have 80,000 plus downloads, and we are going strong. And we are set on May 31st to celebrate 100 episodes of the Millionaire Woman Show. And July 1st will be our 1 year anniversary. But without further ado, we want to jump into episode 97, Developing Your Winning Attitude. And I want to start off with this powerful quote by Maya Angelou. If you don't like something, change it. If you can't change it, change your attitude. It is so easy to blame outside circumstances and events for our results. We can look externally to our environment and other people. However, many of our results are dependent on our internal thoughts and mindset. And if you've lost hope in your team or your ability to succeed at a goal, you are probably down in the dumps. And if you're down in the dumps, chances are you're not taking the actions necessary to get the results that you want. And it does not matter anymore. You are not going to get the results thinking like that. Shake things up. It's time to renew your faith and take action required to get the results that you want by changing your attitude and the way things are. You are where you are because of the choices you have made. So make different choices and different actions. And I know there might be some of you listening who are saying, well, these people did this to me. Well, you can stay in that space or you can change your attitude about it and move forward. Otherwise, you can be replaying that story in your head over and over and over, and you're not going to move forward because you're too busy living behind you. Okay? So it sounds simple, and it can be. All you have to do is take the next step. So you can develop an unstoppable attitude by creating a compelling vision. And what is your why? What are you passionate about? What makes you jump out of bed every day that because you're so excited just to do it? And you need to have that emotional connection to your goals. Just recently, I had a conversation with someone who has an opportunity laying in front of them. She was shaking and her tears filled her that she was happy she had the opportunity, but also fearful of the next steps because she wasn't sure what to do. If you are that emotionally connected to a goal, chances are that is what you need to be doing. It's stretching you out of your comfort zone, a place you haven't been, but it's really exciting at the same time to be really going after something that you feel like you're going to make such positive change. Reframe negative situations. Everything does not go as planned, and setbacks do occur. Do not let you lose sight of the lesson or the opportunity to see the solutions. When we get stuck in the how, what happens is our brain will shut down. And when your brain senses danger, it goes into the fight or flight response. And that you get an amygdala hijack, and it's a really small part of the brain. However, when you start focusing on possibilities and brainstorming ideas, another part of your brain is stimulated, the prefrontal cortex. And ideas start to come more readily. You start looking for the lessons. You start looking for the opportunities, the possibilities. And you discover that the results you start to get are better than you imagined because you're no longer stuck in the how. Keep your emotions in check. When life events happen, you can let your imagination run wild with ideas and wonder what others are saying and thinking about you. Guess what? It's none of your business. Your beliefs and assumptions can build you up. And if you do not notice that you're being emotionally triggered, you may release some pent-up emotions in a very destructive way with anger or frustration. You can say things you later regret, and sometimes those things are really hard to change. So challenge your assumptions, verify, and clarify whether what you believe is true. Sometimes it is, and sometimes it isn't. Save yourself from a great deal of embarrassment by asking if your thoughts and beliefs are true before you let your actions lead you astray. Maintain a positive outlook. Do you look at situations at a glass half full or a glass half empty? My theory is just continue to fill up the cup and let it overflow. You're in charge, and focus on being grateful and look for the positive in every situation. Even at the time the situation occurred, you're faced with uncertainty or struggle. It's about how you choose to react or respond to a situation. Also, focus on your strengths. Many people spend way too much time focused on what they're not good at and improving qualities, those qualities versus focusing on your strengths. So if you refine your skills, you can only get better. And if you focus on developing your weaknesses, you can get a little bit better, but not as noticeable when you hone your strengths. What do you believe your top five strengths are? What skills and abilities do people compliment you on? You might want to go back to episode 92, I believe it is, and it's with Alyssa Dare Nelson, where we talked about maximizing your strengths. Use that to leverage that podcast to leverage what you're learning now. Stop comparing yourself to others. Have you ever been caught up in the successes of others? And instead of being happy for them, you are caught up in being jealous and envious and wondering why you don't have the same success. It took me a few years to figure out how unhealthy this behavior was. And by comparing yourself to others, you diminish your own self-worth. Once when I was in conversation, I was doing some work with, she was talking about how the person we were working with loved her and couldn't get enough of her ideas and her knowledge. And I caught myself comparing and feeling that I was this person's shadow and no one could see my value and only hers. I stopped taking action. I hit a slump. Any results I had been getting stopped. And why? Because I stopped. I am not proud of that behavior. I knew better, and I'm sure you do too. When you compare yourself to others, you're losing sight of what you bring to the table. You are looking at only one moment of time, and chances are you would not trade your whole lifetime for that moment just to be in that moment. You are looking at one time. Start seeing the value you bring. Share your ideas. You bring a different element to the conversation. Everyone doesn't think or act the same. And realize that you are the star of the stage. Be a peak performer by taking action so you can be memorable. Don't let others' fears change your destiny. You can sabotage your own success by listening to the fears that others have for you and the things that they say, like, don't do that. You're going to fail. You're better suited at this. Oh, you're making a big mistake. Question those comments and assumptions. Do your own homework. Has the person who is making these comments gone off after their goals? Who are they to say what you should be doing? If they haven't, ask what they're afraid of. It may be that they're afraid that you're going to be successful and that they're going to get left behind. Surround yourself with people who support, encourage, and challenge you to become a better version of yourself each and every day. And know that setbacks are temporary. Setbacks are tough. They can knock the wind out of our sails. However, something you need to know is that they never last. You always have a choice to change your mind about a situation. You can take different actions, or you can choose to do nothing. And that's a choice in itself. No matter what, change happens and life moves forward, whether you want it to or not. Set yourself up for success by looking at the learning opportunity in the setbacks. And you may need to make one simple change to start getting the results that you're looking for. Sometimes it takes slowing down the process to get ahead. Believe what you do matters, because it does. One of the biggest barriers to a person's success is their beliefs. If you believe you do not have what it takes to succeed, guess what? You probably will not succeed. That's it. If you believe that your efforts do not make a difference, guess what? They won't. You need to believe in what you do makes a difference to stay motivated during times, the tough times. And having an emotional connection and knowing that you make a difference, you will develop that unstoppable winning attitude. So you could say, yes. How do you develop a winning attitude? Wade Boggs said, a positive attitude causes a chain reaction of positive thoughts, events, and outcomes. It is a catalyst and it sparks extraordinary results. That's what I want for you. Develop that winning attitude so you can achieve everything that you want to. I would love for you to come on over, sign up for the Success Secrets newsletter so you don't miss a single thing going on at Deborah Kozowski International. You go to www.deborahkozowski.com, go right now, and you can get your free MP3 download of the 10 surefire strategies to power up your productivity and performance. I would also love for you to go over to iTunes, write us a review, give us a 5-star high five so that we can continue to serve you in the best way possible. And I just can't tell you enough how excited I am that Let's Be Curious, my third book, is coming out in September of 2017 here. And you can get your copy now by going to www.letsbecurious.ca. Because there's a special deal right now for all of you who are grabbing your copy. It is going to be a game-changing year for you and I. So continue to listen to these podcasts because we want you to live rich from the inside out. Develop that winning attitude. Don't walk out the door until you get yourself in a state of mind that you are going to accomplish great things, because I know you will. As Mohammed Gandhi said, be the change you wish to see in the world. And as for me, make today great. Have a great day, everyone.